the basics. We're in Long Creek. We know that it's rehabilitative, but it's also jail.
I think that everyone's pretty friendly, but, like, anger is right under the surface, you know what I mean?
This is YouthCast. I'm your host, Emily Corwin. That is producer DeCorey of Blunt Youth Radio in Portland, Maine. He's a resident at the Long Creek Youth Development Center. We're featuring his piece about illegal mail, which is actually neither illegal nor mail.
It's pretty much the equivalent to, like, a text message in the real world, pretty much.
It's a handwritten note, usually flirtatious, and exchanged covertly because, well, it's against the rules to pass them.
My best friend, he was here for a couple of years, and he had plenty of opportunities to get out, and he kept getting set back and set back because of illegal mail, so I just figured I'd get, like, his opinion on it, and then maybe why the staff make such a big deal about it, because when you get caught with illegal mail, I mean, you get written up, and that's a big deal.
Stay tuned for my interview with DeCorey after this.
There are lots of rules at Long Creek. Most are broken daily. Some are broken hourly. Some more than that. Illegal mail is probably the most frequently broken rule. Also the only rule that most kids get away with on a daily basis. The staff can never pinpoint who has a note or where they're going to pass it. The simple fact is, this drives them nuts.
I don't know. I don't think it should be illegal mail. That's my opinion.
Illegal mail is called illegal for that simple reason, that it shouldn't be done.
The staff shouldn't care about illegal mail because it's love. Get the f*** over it.
One morning I sat down with Miss Peavy. Word in the units is that she's one staff member you don't want to catch you with illegal mail. So I gathered her perspective on the whole thing.
For whatever reason, writing illegal mail is a very popular thing in high school here that wasn't so popular when I was a kid. This is the basics. We're in Long Creek. We know that it's rehabilitative, but it's also jail. And there's basic rules, and they need to be followed. And if you can't follow a basic rule, then you'll never be able to follow a big rule.
She said it's popular, so over her whole career, I just had to know how many notes she's found.
I mean, sometimes you'll find a folder full of it.
An entire folder? Where could they possibly hide this stuff?
They think they have these great hiding spots, and it's so funny to watch them run in and put it there and then come out and whisper into someone's ear, and you know they're telling them, oh, I just put the illegal mail into the trash can in the bathroom or some foolish thing, and they think they're sneaky.
Apparently they're not. So what's she doing to stop this lucrative illegal mail system?
We have cable in here, and I tell them in order to keep the cable running, they need to, in the morning, on my shift, only on my shift, I don't know what the other shifts do, but I just say, honesty's free, ladies, pay the cable bill. They actually get a little excited, and one girl will take an envelope, and she'll go around and say, cable bill, and people put whatever they have in it. Not all the time, but they put illegal mail, pens, Sharpies.
I just happen to be friends with the king of this illegal mail business, so I decided to get his opinion.
After being here for a while and living with like 40 other dudes in the same unit, you know, it's kind of nice to have some sort of like, I guess like connection with like the opposite sex, you know? Like being able to talk to girls like I normally would be if I were out and free. But because you're in here, you're not really free to be able to just go out and hang out with a bunch of girls.
Explain to me the process of illegal mail.
Well, first of all, you have to make your selection. I have to find the one I want to write to, and I make my choice, and I go from there. Either I have someone who I know knows her, tell her to write me, or I will write one to her. Well, typically, like, when you start off writing, I'm assuming you just start off with getting to know each other. I mean, with the first girl that I was writing to, I was able to see her every day, so it was kind of pointless to write to her to begin with, but, I mean, we talk about just, like, ourselves and ask questions, you know, just getting to know each other. Show me where your head's at, maybe I could grasp it. If you ever come up with a question, you should ask it. Caught up on your ex still, I could get you past. In a nutshell, I'm just trying to keep my game tight, you know.
If you're trying to keep your game tight, then how many no's would that take?
Probably anywhere from 70 to 100, maybe.
I'd say the game's locked up like Fort Knox.
As time moves on, you start talking about the same things, you start going into different things.
As the relationship progresses, do you ever talk about anything sexual?
Yes.
Do you think it's the sexual nature of the notes that makes them more important to be intercepted by staff than if it was just a harmless note?
Well, I think that's definitely a key reason for why they're so on top of illegal mail. But, yeah, I mean, because there have been times where I've gotten caught with illegal mail and there were no repercussions from it or whatever, punishment, just because it was, like, really just a harmless letter. Like, maybe if you know, the girl and I were kind of, like, and like, kind of having a rough one and it kind of seemed like we're going to break it off, I'd be like, you know, we got to put more focus on our programs before we can ever really be together. Like, that's one time in particular I remember getting caught and I didn't get in trouble for it because the letter just talked about how our programs are more important than a relationship we really can't have in here. And I didn't really get in trouble for that one just because it was such a positive letter, so.
What happened the first time you got caught with illegal mail?
I tried eating it.
Can you take me back to that moment? Play by play, like.
Honestly, it was a while ago. I can't remember the specific incident, but all I do remember is I was trying to pull it out of my pocket or something like that, and a staff asked me what it was, and they made an attempt to grab it out of my hand, and as soon as they did, attempted to grab it out of my hand, I just threw it in my mouth and started chewing it.
What was the worst consequence you've ever had from illegal mail?
Losing my passes.
Would you change anything about what you've done as far as legal mail goes, or would you just leave it as it is?
Well, if you're asking me if I regret getting involved with the girls here, in a way, yeah, I do regret it, but I also know that if I hadn't gotten involved with it and I didn't go through the things that I went through, I probably wouldn't have learned the things that I've learned since then. And that's really all you have in here is yourself, and you can't really put any dependency on anyone else except for yourself. That's the only way you'll get out of here. So no, I don't think I'd change it, but I do kind of kick myself in the head for not knowing that beforehand.
From the consequences that stem from you getting in trouble with illegal mail, that it might affect your family.
Yeah, I guess when you think about it, I mean, it kind of interferes with the passes I'm supposed to be going on when I get in trouble, and those get taken away because obviously my family wants to see me. So yeah, I guess that's true. It does affect my family and it upsets them. So yeah. Yeah, I kind of kicked myself in the head over it, knowing that I could have been out way earlier. But at the same time, if I didn't go through what I've gone through with getting in trouble and just the things that, you know, I lose for getting in trouble for writing illegal mail, I wouldn't know, you know, I wouldn't understand as much as I do now about how it can affect you. And you know, it kind of puts things into perspective about what's important, you know. Talking to some girl or whatever that you're really not going to have any future with outside here, more than likely. Or, you know, getting out and starting a life. I decided I was going to stop writing illegal mail. I think mostly because writing to a girl in here who I know that, like, you know, 90% chance will not be successful outside of here, as far as relationship goes, it's not worth my freedom. You know what I mean? I've been locked up for, like, 17 months. And if writing illegal mail is going to prevent me from getting out any earlier than what, you know, what I could be getting out, I guess it's, to me, it's just not worth it. And I've realized that over the past few weeks.
So now we all know both sides of the story to the infamous illegal mail system here at Long Creek. I'm Ja'Cory, and this has been an official Blunt Youth Radio production.
You've been listening to YouthCast from Generation PRX. Find Generation PRX on Facebook and Twitter to comment on what you've heard and discover more great stuff to listen to. I'm Emily Corwin. I'm wondering how you decided to do a story about illegal mail. Like, were there other topics that you thought about doing, and why did you hone in on this one?
Yeah, at the time that I decided to do this feature, I was going to do a feature on graffiti because I draw a lot of graffiti. And I decided to do the illegal mail thing because I personally have never passed illegal mail, and I think it's kind of funny just how it happens. And my best friend, he was here for a couple of years, and he had plenty of opportunities to get out, and he kept getting set back because of illegal mail. So I just figured I'd get like his opinion on it, and then maybe why the staff make such a big deal about it, because when you get caught with illegal mail, I mean, you get written up, and that's a big deal.
So what was it like when you tried to interview Ms. Peavy? Was it hard to get a hold of her, or how did she react?
Yeah, she was pretty evasive, actually. I had to call her. I had to have my teacher call her a bunch of times to get her to come to the classroom, and like, she didn't show up a few times, actually. So at one point, I was about to abandon the project and just do the graffiti thing because she just was not coming.
Yeah, what was it like for you to, when you finally got a hold of her, to be interviewing her? Like, did it make you feel differently about your relationship with the staff there?
It was kind of entertaining to hear what she thought about it. And like, I don't know, when I asked her about how many letters she's found since she worked here, and she said like, oh, I found folderfuls at one time. And I just thought it was kind of funny because, I mean, why save that stuff when you know it's going to get you in trouble? So it was kind of a learning experience.
So I've been told that you take radio pretty seriously, that you're getting a degree in broadcast and you might want to make it a career. And I was wondering if you could talk about what it is about radio that you love so much.
I really like the freedom. Just like, you can talk about whatever you want to talk about, really, and people listen to it. Like, at first I didn't really think that anybody listened to anything that I said before I started doing radio. And then I met like Jones and Claire and Patty, and they just, like, I don't know, they just put me on to this whole new world of like radio.
If you were to like have an opportunity to produce another story, what would you want to be reporting on?
I'm actually starting a new story right now, and it's on how urban culture influences youth in our community.
Oh, wow. Can you tell me more about it?
Well, as far as like Long Creek goes, it's really diverse, like where people come from. Like, I'm from Portland, and there's kids who are from Palatka, Florida. Like, what is that? But everybody can agree on certain things, like we all like rap music, or everybody thinks that Jordans are the nicest pair of shoes you can have, or you know what I mean? Like baggy jeans. Like, how does this happen when you're from 1,000 miles away? Something like that.
Was there anything else that you want to talk about? Any like revelations that came up when you were producing this, or just, you know, ideas that you would love to be able to share about the piece or about making radio? You know, does anything come to mind?
I don't know. I just had a good time with it, I guess. My favorite part about like making a piece is putting music into it. Everything I've made has music. I don't know. I think it just brings it out, like brings out certain situations, like, because it was a long piece, and the music in the background kind of helped move it along and keep you interested.
And then sometimes you line up the lyrics, too, so the lyrics are sort of related to what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, and I like that a lot, too, because, you know, like Facebook, people like put their statuses, or like, out to eat with mom, sells good, or something like that. I usually just put a quote from a song that has to do with what I'm doing, and I just love music, so I don't know.
Well, Ja'Cory, thanks so much for taking time to talk to me and letting us feature your piece, because it's a great one. I'm excited to put it up.
You're welcome.